Hello and welcome to what will be the last episode of Full Court Finance in the year 2020. And today we're taking a look at five tech stocks to buy heading into 2021. But before we get into everything, I want to say remember to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look into some of our services, portfolios, and more. All right, so we're going to do a quick market overview before we take a look at these five tech stocks to consider buying for 2021. So as of Tuesday morning, all three major U.S. indexes were down a little bit by the time I'm recording this, but they all hit brand new highs on Monday as the market looks to, as most of us know at this point, close 2020 on a high note. So last week, the new $900 billion relief package was finally passed. Then on Monday, this past Monday, the House approved a bill proposing an increase of the size of stimulus checks to households up to $2,000 from $600. The measure now heads to the Senate, which is uncertain exactly what's going to happen from that. But positive news on the stimulus front. Meanwhile, it was kind of washed away since it was on Christmas Eve. So some investors are just getting around to this, especially over in the UK, that the Brexit deal was finally struck. The British and European Union officials reach an agreement that includes a free trade accord, and this helps to bring an end to what's been over 4 years of uncertainty on this issue. Meanwhile, the vaccine positivity and the broader stimulus efforts help to cover up the growing concerns of a rising number of coronavirus cases, both in North America and Europe as well. With that said, there's federal officials assume that there's going to be about 100 million Americans being vaccinated that will have been vaccinated by March. The S&P 500 earnings outlook continues to be strong for 2021, and it really can't be stressed enough how helpful the low interest rate environment will likely continue to be for stocks. So all of this really does set up a bullish scenario for investors for 2021. That said, it might still be best to focus on the broader tech sector as it's easier to find winners and the growth outlook is still there. Tech has an impact on every aspect of the economy that's helping justify these soaring stock prices. And even though people are talking about jumping into some of these hard hit pandemic stocks in that travel and leisure section and some cyclicals, it still might be best to look for tech in 2021. As there's no guarantee that the vaccine will see things return anything close to normal in 2021. There's, as I said, there's hope for that, but there's no guarantee. And certainly tech looks to be the surest bet both in 2021 and for years and years to come. So now we're going to take a look at five tech stocks that certainly look to be worth considering for this next year as we're heading into the new year just this week. So we're going to take a look at the first stock is Zendesk. It trades under the ticker ZEN. It is a cloud-focused CRM firm with a software portfolio that's geared towards sales, support, and customer engagement. The company boasts over 160,000 customers from startups all the way to large businesses. So if you look back, the company topped our Q3 estimates at the end of October. And it is poised to grow as more companies from a range of industries are forced to ramp up their digital transformations. So we should note that this is just a simple quote from their letter to shareholders last quarter that kind of encapsulates what's going on and why Zendesk is in a good position to grow going forward. So they said, quote, traditional brick and mortar businesses are embracing new models of engagement across stores, e-commerce, and emerging channels like social and messaging. They're moving quickly to strengthen e-commerce and virtual offerings, transitioning in-store talent to online. It goes on and on to explain more about why they're in the position to benefit from what is the continuation of complete digital transformations for so many different companies from so many different areas of the broader economy. The company stock has climbed over 80% in the last year to double its industry's average. This is part of a more impressive run that's seen it soar over 300% in the past 3 years. More recently, Zen stock has surged about 35% in the trailing 3 months, and it hit new highs of roughly $144 a share last week. Looking ahead, Zach's estimates call for its revenue to climb over 25% this year, so 2020, to reach over $1 billion for the first time, with then FY21 projected to come in another 24% higher. And meanwhile, its adjusted earnings per share is projected to soar about 81% this year and then climb another nearly 40% next year. So some big top and bottom line growth is expected this year and next year. Zendesk has also destroyed our bottom line estimates over the trailing three periods, and its positive earnings revisions help it hold a Zacks rank number two buy at the moment. And clearly, Wall Street is pretty high on the stock amid its run, with 9 of the 14 brokerage recommendations that Zacks has at the moment coming in at a strong buy, with 2 more at a buy and none below a hold for Zendesk. So clearly, it is a stock that's worth considering as we head into 2021. And now we're going to take another look at a tech stock that looks worth considering for next year that's also been on an impressive run so far this year, and that is CrowdStrike. It trades under the ticker CRWD. CrowdStrike is a cloud-focused cybersecurity firm that utilizes machine learning and AI to protect endpoints in cloud workloads. This is really crucial in a cloud age that's full of rapidly expanding endpoints. This includes laptops, desktops, smartphones, IoT devices, and more. The remote work and schooling push really helped bring this area of the ever-growing cybersecurity space to the forefront. And we should also note that the stock surged to new highs in the wake of the SolarWinds hack just over the last week or so. Looking back, Crowd crushed our Q3 estimates at the start of December, with its sales up 86%. It added nearly 1,200 net new subscription customers. And more importantly, the company executives raised their outlook. So with this in mind, Zach's estimates call for the company to swing from an adjusted loss of 2 cents a share in the year ago period to positive 8 cents per share in the fourth quarter on 64% higher revenues. If we take a more broad look, the company is projected to swing from a loss of 42 cents per share all the way up to positive earnings of 22 cents per share, with its next fiscal year expected to climb nearly 50% higher all the way up to 32 cents per share. So some really positive bottom line movement is expected. And then on the top line, its revenue is projected to jump 78% this year to hit about $860 million and then pop 40% higher to about $1.2 billion in FY 2022, which is its next year. And these estimates would come on top of last year's 93% sales expansion for the firm that went public in June of 2019. We should also note that shares of CrowdStrike have surged 35% in the last month, and they hit brand new records of around $227 per share last week. This is part of the cybersecurity firm's 310% climb in the last year that helps it nearly triple its industry's average. We should also note that its improving earnings per share outlook helps it grab a Zacks rank number two buy at the moment. The stock also rocks B grades for growth and momentum. And like with some of the stocks we've already talked about, 12 of the 17 brokerage recommendations that Zacks has for Crowd sit a strong buy at the moment, with 2 more at a buy. Therefore, investors might want to consider CrowdStrike as a growth-focused play and as a secular bet on cybersecurity, which is going to be vitally important for as long as our tech revolution continues to happen. So really, that's saying that it's going to be very, very important for basically the foreseeable future. And now we're going to move on to another tech stock that's been on an impressive run in 2020 and looks set to continue that growth. And that is Shopify. It trades under the ticker SHOP, Shop. Pretty straightforward. So Shopify's business helps build, maintain, and grow other businesses' e-commerce presence. The company also makes money from recurring subscription fees and add-ons such as payment processing and more. The company has exploded in popularity with businesses and investors during the coronavirus as e-commerce grew in importance. We should also note that Shopify has continued to partner with influential players in tech and retail. This includes Facebook and Walmart and countless others. The Canadian firm's business model and offerings are vital, really, in an age when retailers need to expand their digital commerce footprints in order to grow, and more recently, even to survive. So Shop's sales have been impressive since it went public in 2015, and it's coming off back-to-back quarters of 97% revenue expansion. The company's Q3 gross profit or gross payment volume also jumped over 100%, with monthly recurring revenue up 47%. And just to show some strength, more recently, Shopify's Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend sales grew by nearly 80%. So some impressive growth at the end of November. And Zach's estimates now call for Shop's adjusted Q4 earnings to soar about 190% on about 80% stronger sales. Overall, its FY20 revenue is projected to climb 80% to $2.9 billion, with its earnings per share expected to skyrocket from $30 a year ago all the way up to $3.71 per share. So massive bottom line growth is expected. This top line growth would easily beat what it's done over the last 3 years. And clearly, it'd be pretty hard to match this growth in 2021, given that so many firms have already had to dive headfirst into e-commerce. That said, Shopify's 2020 revenue is projected to climb another 30%, or about $850 million above our current FY20 estimate, to reach about $3.7 billion. So still some really, really impressive growth on top of what we're calling for about 80% growth this year. We should also note that on the bottom line, its consensus earnings have climbed roughly 50% since its Q3 release for both 2020 and 2021. And this positivity helps the stock grab a Zacks Rank number one strong buy at the moment, alongside an A grade for momentum in our style score system. We should also note that the company is within, as we mentioned, an industry that has miles and miles of room left to grow for the long haul, because even if we look at a quarter in the last year that's had so much e-commerce growth, it still only counted for 14% of total retail sales in the third quarter, which was down from a record of 16% in Q2, and this is in the U.S. So clearly this gives investors miles of runway to know that e-commerce is really still at the very early days, where only 14% of total U.S. retail sales came from e-commerce in the third quarter, despite pretty near perfect conditions. And that's down from a record of 16% in Q2, which is only up about 4% from the 12% it did in the year ago period. So in terms of its stock price movement itself, Shop shares have soared from around $30 in its early trading days back in 2015 to their current price, which sits at about over $1,100 per share. The stock over this run has crushed Amazon, and more recently, its shares are up about 200% in the last year. Clearly, this run might make some investors a little nervous that it's come too far too fast. That said, its run has been less hyperbolic than some of its e-commerce rivals, Etsy and pandemic high flyer Zoom Video, which are both up way more than Shopify is in 2020. That said, the stock has already fallen about 10% since hitting new records last week. And clearly there could be some more near-term selling pressure given its run. Yet some investors might want to consider buying Shop as a longer-term growth-focused play within an industry that's set to boom for decades. And as we just mentioned, the stock is already down 10% from its new records last week. So this could set up a better buying opportunity for those high on this Zacks Rank number one strong buy stock, especially if it falls down even a little bit further. And now we're going to transition on to another tech stock, and that is The Trade Desk, which trades under the ticker TTD. The Trade Desk is an advertising company built for the digital era. TTD enables its clients to utilize its cloud-based platform to create, manage, and optimize data-driven digital ad campaigns across a range of channels and devices, allowing it to reach people on websites, streaming TV services, audio apps, and nearly everywhere else in between. This is really key as people continue to disconnect from various forms of legacy entertainment in favor of the nearly endless array of digital focus offerings from Netflix to Spotify to you name it, Disney Plus and everywhere in between. Digital ad spending surpassed digital or traditional media buying in 2019. On top of that, the digital ad market is projected to reach about $225 billion by 2024 in the U.S. alone. And this is up from around $150 billion this year. So massive growth is expected for the industry as a whole. And this gives the Trade Desk plenty of room to expand. And marketers clearly need to reach consumers beyond Google and Facebook. And let's also not forget that both these tech giants are under pretty heavy government scrutiny at the moment. So looking back, Trade Desk beat our Q3 estimates in early November with sales of about 32%, which marked a strong return to growth after the global ad space tumbled in the second quarter amid some coronavirus ad spending cuts. With this in mind, Zach Sessman's call for its Q4 sales to jump about 35% to help lift its adjusted earnings by 27%. Overall, its revenue is projected to climb 22% this year and then another 34% in FY21 to hit about $1.1 billion. Meanwhile, its adjusted earnings are also expected to climb over this stretch this year and next. The stock is now up 210% in 2020, and it has skyrocketed since its 2016 IPO. That said, like with CrowdStrike, the stock has fallen about 10% off its recent record highs of last week. So it hit $972 per share last week, and it's fallen down to around $800 per share as of Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Trade Desk's strong bottom line revisions help it grab a Zacks rank number one strong buy at the moment, alongside a B grade for growth. And investors might want to consider the high-flying stock as a bet on the ever-growing digital ad age that requires more ingenuity than ever to reach its customers. And like with all of these stocks we talked about today, it's really just a bet on a more digitalized, online-based future. And the Trade Desk is certainly a stock that looks poised to benefit from that. And then we are going to take a look at NVIDIA as our last stock of the day that trades under the ticker NVDA. And its shares have been on a blazing run for the better part of 5 years to help it crush the tech sector, its semiconductor industry, and many other big names and high flyers in the broader tech space. So quickly, it is a GPU giant that has been on a tear, and a recent cool down might set up, like with a couple of these stocks, might set up a better buying opportunity for NVIDIA as we head into 2021. So NVIDIA is set to continue to benefit from its importance in the global video gaming industry that's projected to expand all the way up to $200 billion by 2023, up from about $160 this year. For example, NVIDIA's gaming unit sales jumped about 40% in Q3 to account for roughly 50% of the company's total revenue. The GPU powerhouse has also continued to gain traction within the cryptocurrency mining space in recent years. Yet, despite all of those positive trends, Wall Street investors seem most pleased with NVIDIA's expansion into growth areas within data centers and cloud computing. With this in mind, the company posted blowout third quarter results in November, with its data center sales up a whopping 160% to help lift its overall revenue by about 60%. And let's also remember that NVIDIA made some pretty big waves in Wall Street in September when it announced its acquisition of Arm Limited from SoftBank for about $40 billion, most of which will be paid in NVIDIA stock, which is a nice added bonus for its rising stock price, makes some of these acquisitions a little bit more affordable. Arm is also one of the most important behind-the-scenes companies in the broader semiconductor market around the world, and it could be a potential game-changer for not only NVIDIA, but also the industry as a whole. That said, even if NVIDIA's Arm deal doesn't make it through the various regulatory approval processes that it faces in the U.S., China, and the U.K., which will clearly take time and they could be difficult, the company's outlook remains strong. So without its Arm deal included in anything of this, Zach's estimates call for its sales to surge about 55% in the fourth quarter and another 46% in Q1 of what will be its FY 2022, with its adjusted earnings projected to jump about 48% and 40% respectively over the stretch. So if you look at things more broadly, NVIDIA's adjusted full-year earnings per share is expected to climb about 70% this year on 51% higher revenues that would see it hit about $17 billion. NVIDIA is then projected to follow up this growth with 19% stronger earnings on 20% higher sales next year, and its bottom line revisions help it earn a Zacks rank number one strong buy right now. We should also note that 19 of the 26 brokerage recommendations Zacks has for NVIDIA come in at a strong buy, with three more at a buy. And this really continues to help showcase that Wall Street is pretty high on NVIDIA, despite its run. And as we mentioned at the top, its shares have been on an impressive run, up about 1,500% over the last 5 years. This climb includes a nearly 300% jump in the last 2 years. It helps to crush Apple and Amazon and its industry's average of about 110%. The stock has also jumped about 120% this year, yet NVIDIA has clearly been taking a breather. The stock has hovered around its 50-day moving average for roughly the last 2 months, and at about $515 per share, it's sitting about 12% off its early November records, which might set up a better buying opportunity for NVIDIA, as especially if you have a longer-term investment horizon and you see this stock as a long-term play on the broader semiconductor space. So that does it for what is going to be the last episode of Full Court Finance in the year 2020. So until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.